It's very interesting to me now that, you know, I was laughing. I was talking to Heidi. I always forget her married name. Heidi Riakoff. Schapshofer, yeah. I mean, I remember she was a little girl when I first went up there. I have a picture of her when she was a little girl I took of her. And, you know, and watching this community go from the immediate Riakoff family to, and the three bachelors, Charlie, Ross, and George, or George, Charlie, Ross, and Harry Leonard, to nothing when those three were gone, to all of a sudden, you know, once there was road access, all of a sudden it's become a community again. And the thing that you really start seeing is that people want things to be status quo, but it's always changing. You know, who would ever thought Wiseman would grow? I mean, I never dreamt in a million years. I'm sure Jack Riakoff, the elder, would never have thought it would have grown. And, you know, when I listen to people talk about, well, we need this, we should have this, and I just go, guys, even I've been here long enough to say that you didn't have that once upon a time, and now there's this. And, you know, that's, to me, is the key element, is that things are very ephemeral and things change. They used to be exceedingly dependent on the environment. They're so much less so now. I mean, we are so dependent on having the road and having a telephone and having, you know, everybody up and down that road now is totally dependent on technology. I think people are a little more independent in those areas, but still, it's phenomenal to me how quickly people have adapted to that stuff and become totally dependent on it. I think those are the key things I've seen. And like I say, then I look at this meeting today and realize a lot more change coming.